Good morning to infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty. Let us start by talking about COVID, and it seems like everybody is getting it again and wondering if subsequent infections are more or less severe. What has been your experience, Dr. Marty?
Most people in subsequent infections have less severe disease. But of course, most people are also vaccinated. So you have dual effects. When we have individuals who have never been vaccinated, the second infection can sometimes be worse than the first, especially if it's a long interval between the first and the second, so that the first infection was a very different variant, like off of the original branch of Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, et cetera, as opposed to the Omicron branch, which is such a different branch.
And that brings up an interesting question, and we get this a lot in emails and texts for you, Dr. Marty. Why are some people not getting the virus? We all know people who do not wear masks, and apparently some don't get vaccinated, and they haven't gotten sick. Have you studied people and tried to find out why some seem to be immune?
Absolutely. And that's a wonderful question. And I'm glad to see that you have an audience that's very bright and asking exactly that question. So disease from anything, whether it's a toxin or a virus or a bacterium or whatever, is dependent on two factors. One is the damage that toxin or virus or bacteria does itself, right? The damage it does to our cells and our tissues, et cetera. And the other is the damage our immune system does in order to get rid of that pathogen, right? In fact, there are a whole bunch of pathogens that do absolutely nothing, but the body goes crazy trying to get rid of it. And therefore you have a lot of reactions. So what I'm trying to say is that our immune system is comes in two flavors, right? We call it innate and adaptive. That innate one is something you are born with, and you are born with certain capabilities that other people may or may not have. And also, our immune system changes as we age. So we've talked before, for example, about interferons and how they're turned on. And these are innate factors that some people have better or worse of. And it isn't really better or worse. It's better or worse for a particular pathogen. So they might have great resistance to something that you don't have resistance for, but lousy resistance to something you have excellent resistance for. So that's all the biodiversity that exists in humanity. So that, yeah, some people are able to not manifest clinical illness. But it can be two ways, and this is what's really interesting. One way in which you don't manifest illness is that you've got a fantastic system for getting rid of a particular virus, and then, boom, it's gone before you even know it was there, right? Mm-hmm. And the other way is your body just doesn't react to it at all. And so you have a smoldering, and you're more like a Typhoid Mary, right, where you can infect others, right? But you yourself feel nothing because the amount of damage that's being done by the virus in your body is minimal. It's there, though, right? And it can lead to sort of like long COVID symptoms in the end. In fact, some of the patients that get long COVID get it, Bob, because and they had mild illness because their body didn't react that well, and they have exactly that. They have this smoldering amount of virus, known especially like in GI cells and so on, that every now and then, you know, trigger some of these molecules that lead us to have long COVID type symptoms.
So interesting. You know, once we're finally really done with COVID, I want to spend more time talking to you about your experience in the Navy, and I want to get you to tell us some stories about hanging with the top guns.
Oh, yeah. My time in Pensacola, that was wonderful. Yeah, absolutely.
Meantime, thanks for the updates. And also, I want to talk to you next week, too, about we don't have time to get into it today, but I know there's some interesting news, and it could be good news for pancreatic cancer patients. And it all goes back to the mRNA vaccine and what you and others were working on for decades and then kind of got sidetracked with COVID. But now maybe that would be something that could help cancer patients. So can we talk about that next week?
We could, or I could give you like a 2 second that'll enlighten you immediately.
All right. Cancer's- I'll take 2 seconds, which from you is 30, but I'll deal with it.
Okay. So cancer cells have little substances that they express on their surfaces that are different from normal cells. Those proteins are, but they do it subtly as they develop, you know, as they develop into a cancer so that it sneaks past your immune system. But if we awaken your immune system to these subtle changes in the cells by using mRNA vaccines to educate your immune cells that, hey, that's a bad thing that you need to attack, then yes, we can train with messenger RNA your immune system to attack cancer cells.
Wouldn't that be great? All right, yeah. On that hopeful note, have a good day. Thank you very much, Dr. Marty.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.